We're following the news that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said today that the president has mild symptoms.
He continues to be not only in good spirits, but very energetic. We've talked a number of times this morning. I got the five or six things that he had tasked me to do like I do every single morning.
Melania Trump tweeted today that she also has mild symptoms, but is overall feeling good.
Meanwhile, a White House spokesperson said today that Judge Amy Coney Barrett has tested negative for the virus. She spent time with the president last weekend. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pledging to continue her Supreme Court confirmation process. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's physician said today that Biden has tested negative. Biden says he's praying for the health and safety of the president and wishes him a full recovery. NPR's White House correspondent is Franco Ordonez. And Franco, what exactly do we know about the president's condition now?
Well, as you noted at the top, the chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is saying that the president exhibited mild symptoms. But at the same time, you know, he's also saying that, you know, that the president is working and that they're talking about important issues of the day, including the economy and stimulus talks. He's making the case that he's not lying in bed, but it's also clear that the president has have a limited schedule today with only one call planned, and that was on the coronavirus and supporting vulnerable seniors.
Okay, so they're portraying him as continuing with his presidential responsibilities. The president is 74 years old. His weight is categorized as obese. These are risk factors for serious complications. Again, it said he has only mild symptoms. The pandemic has now taken the lives of more than 200,000 Americans. The president said early on it would go away by Easter. He has mocked the use of face masks. He's made inaccurate statements about them, and he's pushed forward with rallies and a lot of travel and meeting a lot of people. How will the issue of his credibility and the very fact that he is sick and must now stay at the White House and off the campaign trail affect the campaign?
Well, I think it could have a very large campaign on the campaign, an impact on the campaign. I mean, it's already brought immediate plans to a halt. The president was supposed to hold rallies in Florida tonight and Wisconsin tomorrow. I mean, clearly the president is a very big fan of doing rallies. But obviously all this kind of thing hinges on his health and how he comes through this.
What steps is the White House taking to try and trace his recent contacts? It's been an incredibly busy week for him, even after the debate.
Yes. Mark Meadows talked about this and said that they are doing contact tracing, that they have reached out to a lot of the members who have been close with the president, as well as Hope Hicks. Hope Hicks is the senior advisor who initially contracted the virus. Now, the White House is keeping most of the health information private, citing HIPAA laws. But Meadows also did note that the core staff have tested negative, as well as we're hearing from several cabinet members today who have also tested negative, most notably Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin, for example.
And for those who haven't been tested or for whom we don't know the results, are staffers who had contact with the president being asked to quarantine?
Well, we do know that Hope Hicks has been isolated. As for others, we are, you know, learning that. And, you know, we do know that they're contact tracing. But as I noted, they're trying to be very private and keep those health information private.
The second presidential debate, Franco, is scheduled for October 15th in Miami. What is the campaign saying about whether or not there's any way that debate could still happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. I mean, this is less than 2 weeks away. You know, most quarantines are about 14 days, 2 weeks. The White House, an official did speak about this with one of my colleagues, Tamara Keith, and that official said they are hoping to still work that out. But obviously, again, that's going to depend on the president's health. And at this point, that seems, you know, difficult to see.
And when you speak with those at the White House, what are they telling you about the kind of zeitgeist there? I mean, it must be an incredibly anxious and concerning time. What are you hearing from them?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a very anxious time. You could see that kind of in Mark Meadows' mannerisms as well as his space. There's a lot of pressure on White House as well as White House staff to, come out and, present a positive front. But this is very difficult news. This is very challenging news. As the chief of staff said, they likely to expect more cases coming out.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thanks very much, Franco.
Thank you.